This is the Don and Mike Show.
Got two quick tapes for you, two quick rejoinder tapes that are gross.
Okay.
Here's one.
What has that got to do with Regis's bag?
Regis's bag.
And then here's Rosie from her blog. We played this at the beginning of the show when she finds an ingrown hair.
Yesterday in the talkie blog, you talked about, I don't even want to say it.
Say it.
It actually it had like a physical reaction.
When a little barf.
Like, oh my God.
Yeah. What?
You picked out an ingrown hair from your face with a thumbtack?
Yes.
We need to talk about
okay,
this.
I'll tell you
this
what
is just, it's not good.
Let me just tell you what happened.
It's looking better.
Yeah, look. See?
Oh my God.
All right. Here's what I did. Have you ever seen those razor blades that they use to do your eyebrows sometimes real quick? A makeup artist. Have you ever seen those?
It freaks me out. But yeah, they have threads. And
yeah, like the little razor, and you just, it's a tiny little thing that. And so I thought, God, there is an ingrown hair there. And I got the tweezers and nothing. So I thought, well, I'll just make a little opening with that razor blade.
Oh, my God.
Here it is. Look.
No!
That's the opening. So, like, cut.
It
looks like a herpes, but it's not.
That's what you want to hear. It looks like herpes, but it's not. Right.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right? Stop that. It's silly. Very silly indeed.
It is.
Is there a problem?
Yeah, you never shut up.
Stinky McStink Face.
Okay.
All right.
I know.
This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Bottom Buddies, Don and Mike. Picking up
business. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
What's up, buddy? I'm going to blow up my phone.
It's Chad the drunk guy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, boo.
I'm going to blow it up, so don't even worry about it.
What?
You're what?
We're not worried.
I'm going to blow up my phone.
You're going to blow up your phone.
Good.
Yeah, do you want me to use my 7-foot cannon or dynamite?
Dynamite.
Well, I kind of like it. It's a glorified rocket. I think I should use my 7-foot cannon.
You have a 7-foot cannon?
Yeah.
So do I in my pants.
Hey, I'll do a dry fire real quick if you want.
A dry fire.
Well, yeah, I just put a wad down there, and then I put the cap on and just start.
Sounds so sexual, everything we're talking about.
Drunk here. Chad, are you drunk right now?
Dude, I drink, I swear to God in my life, I'm drinking a whole 750 of Smirnoff.
And you're playing with a cannon.
Did he think?
What could possibly go
Did
wrong?
Did he say he drank a Smirnoff?
Yeah, hold on.
750? Sounds like he drank a fifth of Smirnoff.
A fifth of Smirnoff.
Because the battery don't work no more.
What?
What, drunk Chad?
What?
The battery don't work no more on it.
On the phone. Don't work. He is drunk.
Well, go ahead. Fire off your 7-foot rocket phone.
I got the charge in there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and bam! Okay. Did you hear that?
No.
You got to stop talking when you do it.
Okay. Hold on. Count. Give me 3 seconds, okay?
Okay. One, right. Two, three.
No, come on. I got to go light. I can't. I don't have a lighter here. I have to go light it from the oven.
We've been through this before, I know, but isn't he banned? And
did
if not, shouldn't
no,
he
no.
be?
Did he just say he was going to light this on the oven?
He's
going to
go get fire from the oven.
He's getting a lighter.
Maybe he needs the stove.
Wait. Chad, what are you doing?
I hope he's not using a burner on the stove.
I hope he is.
I don't have. Hey, real quickly before I blow this thing up.
No.
How far are you guys from Baltimore?
About 40 minutes.
I'm coming there on December 9th. I was wondering if my wife and I can stop by.
Sure.
Absolutely, Chad.
Sure. Now go ahead. Fire your rocket.
We're going to the Baltimore Pittsburgh game.
Okay. Fire.
Hold on. All right. The reason I'm blowing this phone up is it don't work if I unplug it because the battery's bad. So I'm gonna go light the thing, bring it back, and put it on the phone.
Okay, I understand.
Just fire your rocket, boy.
Count to 10, honestly, okay? Hold on.
1, 2, 3.
I don't think we need to count.
4. No, I.
Hold on.
I'm humoring him. 6.
Here we go!
Wow! That was it.
What an idiot.
Do you really want him coming by?
No.
Hello?
You are not welcome here.
Hello? Go on.
He's gone.
He's gone.
Yeah, like to win.
Bad phone.
You know, for my money, when you're talking about a cannon and a rocket, you want to hear a boom.
Yeah.
And we found out on this show, because of the way audio works, unless you're putting it in like a big tub or a big bucket or a drum of some kind, you're not going to get the real sound.
Well, when we had guys go in their backyard and just shoot shotguns at stuff, we had the big kaboom sound.
Shotgun always has been very successful. You get that recoil sound.
Noisy thing. Yes. Yeah. Don't come here, Chad.
All right, get out of here, drunk Chad. How about drunk John Stamos? Have you heard this tape yet?
I have not.
Of John Stamos being interviewed on some TV show about Full House?
Oh, no.
Where he's drunk?
Wow. Here he is. Can you talk a little bit about Full House and I guess what it means? When you look back, do you look back on it with fond memories at the time on the show?
It's interesting. The first, the first couple of years were tough. I mean, during the show, there was a lot of kind of very smart comedies that started to happen after Full House, like Seinfeld and Friends and these kind of shows.
God.
I was like, why am I not on, those kind of shows, And
this is like listening to Drunk Chad without the fireworks.
Two in a row.
And so it took me a few years, and I went immediately to Broadway to kind of show people that I can do, more than just that.
It's like talking to me on a Saturday night.
And now I look back at it with just such happiness in my heart. You know what I mean?
The happiness.
Show keeps airing on reruns, and we have a big family channel there. So they keep playing the show over and over and over and over again. My niece's nephew, that's when I really knew.
Hey,
he's so drunk.
You know, it's
so
that whole, it's that same Hasselhoff low energy, high energy thing that he goes in between.
Run along the family channel.
My nieces and nephews here. I started on that.
6, 7, 8. Uncle Johnny, could you, say have mercy or anything?
What?
No.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, I'm sure it'll be a show that'll live on, and yeah, fantastic. And what about Mary Kate and Ashley? Not really get much of a chance to catch up with the twins?
I do. It was just their birthday. I think it was in Japan.
It was their birthday.
I think it was Japan. My nieces are always
6, 7.
Great.
I spent more time with Ashley. It was interesting that the time that they were going through some of their issues.
Like yours?
So they married Kate. I was getting divorced or whatever. So I think Ashley was kind of alone and had a beach house. So she came down and stayed with me for a bit. But,
hello?
Yeah.
Hey, tell me more.
I think they're doing really well now. So actually, about a month ago, she came over. She was doing really well.
Wow!
That's the end of the interview.
Wow,
now,
sure.
Here is John Stamos now saying that his mom saw this and thought he was drunk.
Huh. I went to Greece, I went to Japan, I went to Cairo, and then I ended up in Australia. I didn't know where I was or what country I was in. I was there for a few days, but I never really got my bearings. I couldn't sleep. The morning of the first interview, about 4 or 5, I took an Ambien. Did about 4 or 5 radio interviews, and I went back. I fell asleep, and they kind of woke me up and threw me in front of this camera.
Right.
So I have my mother calling me saying, are you on drugs? And my sister, and everybody's like flipping out. I'm really upset about it. I've had 25 years of good behavior. It's ridiculous how much attention it's gotten.
Hey, roll with it, dude. You know what? He is. He's Billy. He's a better, bigger Billy Bush. He's a guy that was hit by a gigantic lucky stick.
He was.
I mean, Billy Bush was hit with like a T-ball lucky stick.
Yeah.
This guy was hit with a Louisville Slugger lucky stick.
And you have never quite forgiven him for his association with the Beach Boys, have you?
I hate Kokomo. And the reason I hate Kokomo, which I think is one of the great Beach Boys songs, even though Brian Wilson is not involved,
right,
is because it's goddamn Blackie Parrish playing the bongos.
Bahama.
Ruined it for me. One time, Frida and I went to see the Beach Boys somewhere, and I seriously got up and walked out when they said, "And joining us to play drums, John Stamos." I said, "That's it. That's where we get off. We are out, baby.
Bye-bye. Well, who knows what the reasons were, but there was something going on there.
All I know is I don't take Ambien. I take Lunesta.
That's the sleeping stuff, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Why are you applauding Lunesta?
I applaud all pharmaceuticals.
Okay. I take Lunesta.
Not Ambien?
No. My question is, what do you got to do to get these crazy results that these celebrities are using now as an example? Because I take it. And you know what I do when I take one of those things?
What?
I go to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but also you would never be doing an interview like that guy.
Try taking it.
You know why?
No off switch. Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.
Thank you, my friend.
Absolutely, always on. If you're conscious, the switch is on.
Ambien is a lot more effective when coupled with. It depends if you take it with water. Sure.
Yeah,
but
do you like to take it with?
Three or four beers,
in
then
the
it's good night, nurse. I told the story about the Christmas cards, haven't I?
No.
You were on the phone with me that night when you were writing Christmas cards.
Right.
You called me up. You were half drunk and half high on Ambien.
Yeah.
And you called and you said, I just started a card, and I don't know who I addressed it to.
I got up the next day. I didn't know I'd called you. I'm glad now the evening's coming together. There was like five cards there that I didn't remember writing two of them.
Right.
And I opened one of them because I said, I can't really send this. And it started making no sense. And then the end, there was just a straight line down to the bottom of the card. Never mailed it.
Ambien. Now, yeah. What time did you take your Ambien?
Oh, probably like 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
And you take that on top of four beers?
You're done.
That's it.
You know, I talked to my doctor as well. I always feel gypped with Lunesta because I see the ads for Ambien where they say, you know, it's got the extra layer that helps.
Yeah.
And I go to my doctor and say, I say, how come I can't have that? He said, hey, listen, just be happy with the stuff I give you.
That's right.
Right.
You know,
right.
Why do you always want the new stuff? It's not new. I said, you gave me like I said this to him really. I said, there's VHS, which is Ambien. And then there's Betamax, which is Lunesta. Mm-hmm. You gave me Betamax. I'm living in a DVD world.
So you want, is Ambien the more powerful stuff?
They got the better commercials.
They got a new one now that it's got a time release and a fast acting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, listen to John Stamos.
The thing with Lunesta is that it makes you go to sleep, but like you wake up. The trick with the Ambien is that it's got something that knocks you out, and then when you wake up in the middle of the night, it comes back with the extra punch.
Lunesta's good. Ambien's good, but I like vodka.
Also good.
Vodka works for me beautifully. Yeah. You know. And you awake so refreshed.
Try them together.
Yes, you do.
I know how to handle this. Simple enough.
Yeah.
I don't know why I didn't think of this a long, long time ago.
Very good.
It's a good ring.
Sure is. Oops. Calling a quality individual.
Huh. The phone has had Ambien.
The quality of this call may surprise you. Hello?
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hey, Michael, listen, the next time you go down to Tijuana to get some farms, can you get me, what kind of Ambien is it?
Ambien TR.
Time release.
Ambien time release.
It's TR. It's called Ambien TR. I can't hear him.
No.
His phone, that maybe that's for connection. The best. He's gone. He's gone.
As Michael,
I didn't know you were calling
Michael Hughes, the manager of El Zol.
There it is. He has all the ins down there.
I think you said
of course,
yes.
Anyone can go in there to any pharmacy, as has been documented.
Pharmacia.
You know, I get a lot of those emails where they, you know, they're hawking that Ambien and that Lunesta and Viagra and Cialis, and that's all they sell on the internet.
So do I. I get all that spam, and I
hate it.
You know what it is right away? Because it's always like, hey, pal, the header is, hey, pal, where have you been?
Right.
Great pharmaceuticals.
Right. Uh-huh. Or Kenneth Simpson, good day. Uh-huh. And you just open it up, and it's like, Cialis, now very cheap.
Right.
And I also get stock tips.
I did those.
Penny stock tips.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All the time. Tons of them.
Do you really?
Yeah. I mean, like, selling now at 5 cents a share. Get in on this golden opportunity.
But you're buying Westwood One stock.
It should go to $1.50.
We got a break because Al Bundy's coming up, right?
Oh, cool. Fantastic. Yeah. Ed O'Neill.
Ed O'Neill. That's it. Ed O'Neill is his name. And what the hell is it? Oh, I know. He's in that. Have you seen the show on HBO, John from Cincinnati?
I have indeed. So, and I'm very curious about his character.
As am I.
Because it is out there.
So we'll talk to him about his new show, and also we'll worship at the feet of the great Al Bundy.
Al Bundy!
When we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.